This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, today on Cross Hope, we not only conclude this week's message from Psalm 143, we actually conclude a series we've been calling When God Convicts, taken out of seven psalms in the book of Psalms that are identified by Bible scholars as penitential psalms. You may remember from the beginning, penitential has to do with conviction of sin. Penitential has to do with guilt and remorse. It has to do with regret. It's when a man or woman comes under the conviction of God himself about the sin in his life or her life. It's been a powerful series, and it concludes today on Cross Hope. We're looking at Psalm 143 for the last time. God bless you as you listen to the final words from the message entitled, The Last Word About Forgiveness. God bless you.
But we look at it differently because of context. My point is this. God looks at your life and my life from the context of eternity. Do you understand that? Do I understand that? That God looks at our life from the context of eternity. That the Lord is looking at your life and not in terms of what you're going to accomplish in the next 10 years, but if you're going to spend eternity with Him at all, period. As I understand Scripture, it all is connected to Christ. John would say in 1 John, this is the verdict. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in the Son. He who has the Son of God has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Here's my point. You may be a baby boomer or pre-baby boomer. You may be a Gen X. You may be a millennial. You may be a Y, a Generation Y. But you need to know that you need the cross. And you need everything that happened on the cross. And your greatest need in life is not to be happy, it's to be forgiven. Your greatest need in life is not to be successful, it's to be forgiven. Your greatest need in life is not to get everything your little heart desires. Your greatest need in life is to be forgiven. That's your need, that's my need. And that's the need of the person next to you and behind you and in front of you. It's all about Christ. And you have something, as I mentioned recently in this series, that David didn't have. David didn't know about the cross. It hadn't happened yet. He didn't know that coming from his lineage and the earthly lineage of David would come the Messiah through Mary. Mary was connected to the house of David, and that's the lineage that in other words, from him, a distant relative would come that would be the Savior of all mankind. God became flesh and dwelt among us. That's what Christmas is all about. We'll talk about that in the next series in December. God becoming flesh. That's your greatest need. As you look over the last 6 weeks of looking at seven penitential psalms, I think you go home with the message today that the greatest need in life is to be forgiven. That was David's greatest need. He was king. He needed to be forgiven. He had power. He needed to be forgiven. He had everything you could think of, and from a physical standpoint in his culture, in his day, but he needed to be forgiven. So do you. And so do I. It only comes. It only comes through Christ and Christ alone. Let's pray together. Lord, bless this decision time, this middle service. Thank you for speaking to us today about what really matters. We're not talking about a book that can change a man's life or a woman's life in terms of something published in the publishing world. We're talking about seven chapters out of Psalms that can change a man or woman's life today, because it deals with the gut issue of life, of dealing with my sin and my need for forgiveness. And ultimately, it's through Christ and his death on the cross. Bless this decision time is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.